Welcome to the current federal tax developments for the week of May the 7th, 2018. Current federal tax developments are brought to you by Kaplan Professional Education and by your state society of CPAs. Presenting here from Phoenix, Arizona, where we're heading to 100 plus for the next few days, I'm Ed Zollers, and we'll be talking this week about what's going on in the area of federal taxes. We'll have a bit of an update on something we discussed last week about Oklahoma's tattletale laws. We'll discuss a warning the IRS kicked out here during Small Business Week regarding ID theft in businesses. We'll talk about an organization that attempted to get tax-exempt status but was denied. We'll talk about the IRS's delay on a reporting requirement that was part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And finally, we'll look at the issue of at what point may a taxpayer have reasonably relied on an advisor's advice in taking a tax position. Well, been one of those weeks, so you know we're taking a look at all these neat things happening here as we get into the later part of spring and getting in heading towards summer. Many of you would feel if it's over 100 degrees as a high, we're probably in summer. But if you're from Phoenix, you're kind of aware that that's like, yeah, not really any big deal. So we're going. But let's go back and talk about something we talked about last week. We talked about Oklahoma Senate Bill 337. And what we discovered was after that was recorded, information came forward that the bill now has been vetoed by the governor. So that bill, even though it was going to expand disclosure, was vetoed. It was kind of interesting, and it makes a bit of sense as to why two bills were run. Now, they were run, one was in a special session, one was in a regular session. But why there were two of these tattletale bills instead of one, presumably somebody was kind of aware the governor didn't like this particular option, and the governor was going to veto it. So they voted for it. It's now vetoed. I checked just before we did this on Friday and discovered that, you know, there's no recorded additional action yet on the Oklahoma legislature website,